you made it through all the starts and stops of your tech business. And when you're with Amex Business Platinum, you can count on a network of benefits to keep going, including access to over $1,000 in business and travel value annually. And thanks to 5x membership rewards points on flights and prepaid hotels booked on AmexTravel.com, you and your plugged-in engineers can get rewarded for working in the cloud. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/AmexBusiness.
Hey, come on in.
Small Business Saturday is right around the corner. And so is that shop you've been meaning to check out. On November 30th, support your local community by shopping small on Small Business Saturday, founded by American Express. Pick up a new outfit, a handmade gift, some vintage vinyl, maybe even some local tea.
Thanks so much. See you soon.
Shop on Small Business Saturday, November 30th. That's the powerful backing of American Express.
What's your thoughts on the creator economy? A lot of people are saying that it's like a recession for creators, and a lot, you have few people at the top that's doing well, and the vast majority of people that's making viral content never make any money.
Yeah.
So is it sustainable? Like, where do we go from here as far as what has been coined as the creator economy?
Yeah. I think, you know, a lot of people flooded the zone, right? So there's a dearth of creators out there. I think, you know, the people that are doing super well, they've found a niche in a positive way, and they're super serving that consumer and they're adding value. I think those people, you know, long term will flourish. They just have to figure out how to monetize. I don't think the platforms, at least in the current state, are going to be that path. Like, that's just to get you the exposure so that brands like, you know, Samsung or whoever want to work with you. And then I think, you know, they just need people that can help them get brand deals and like explain to Samsung or, you know, Meta or Ray-Ban, whoever it is, like, hey, this is why she or he is super important. This is their audience, and this is how you can activate them. Clearly, at the top, to your point, you know, like the Mr. Beasts of the world, Logan and Jake Paul, like, you know, they're, you know, even Shannon Sharp, I think he's, on his way to really dominate in this new sort of like content paradigm. Those people can branch out and do all other things, you know, launch CPG brands, launch candy bar brands, become professional fighters. Like, they really figured it out. The middle, I think, is the hardest part, right? Like, it's like, you're not niche enough and specific enough to be seen as like really core and expert to whatever that community is. And I think there's a lot of people in that segment of like, you know, the boyfriend girlfriend videos. It's like, I don't know who wants to sponsor that. I can't figure it out. Like, what's the value proposition? Like,
how do you monetize that? Like, do you feel like it's too much content? Cause I was just thinking about, like, even, you know, previously you had sports and you had news and then you had like movies and stuff. Right now you have sports, you have news, you have movies, but you have 24-hour content that's being produced on Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube. It's an unprecedented time in human history, if you really think about it, right?
It's very democratic.
It's like a hurricane of content daily, right? Is this oversaturating the media market to where it's devaluing real, actual, valuable content? Doesn't even mean anything anymore?
You could make that argument. I wouldn't make that argument because I think when you make really high quality content, it breaks through. Like, we were talking about Speedy interviewing Gorilla last week. It broke through, right? Like, he designed that episode brilliantly, creatively, to have those moments where people didn't know, were like, they flirting? Was he like embarrassed? Was he cracking up? Could he not understand her? Like, he designed that whole thing to be a thing, right? And it broke through. And like, people that do that, I think, will be successful. Is there a barrage of like just nonsense and your friends posting 1800 stories that you don't need to look at? Sure. But the high quality content, I think, will break through. I really like all these platforms, I think, are for the betterment, right? It's giving more people access.
All of them are for the betterment.
I think so. It's giving people more access. I mean,
is that
like
a good thing, though?
I mean, there's There's obviously not nice people out there.
Let's just be honest, right? The vast majority of content, it's like the vast majority of music. The vast majority of music is bad, and it's detrimental, and that's why specifically hip-hop music is going down, right? Because the previously, like the golden era, you had to really be talented in order to be heard. Now anybody can be heard. Now with that breaking of the barrier, you lose any level of nostalgic moments. Quality of music is going down, and it's hurt the entire genre.
Yeah, I can see the point you're making. I think the point I'm making is, like, you have in content, you have these seismic consumer changes happening where, like, you know, the average age of like news programming on linear television is in its 70s, right? That means there's someone like 104 watching it if the average is 70, right?
So people that watch it, the average is 70?
Average is 70. MSNBC is 70 years old, right? That means there's no one 18 watching it. Literally no one, not one person, right? And all of these social tools, and I would agree, some of it is not nice and some of it is not good and some of it is low quality, but there are a lot of people that wouldn't get the opportunity to create content and break through with, there's such a reduction in friction that they can have the opportunity to break through. And I do concur with your point that it is important that it is high quality, it's premium, it's scheduled, that it's done in a methodical way. I do think that's more valuable. It's more trustworthy. I think brands matter. Like, you know, I don't agree in this, like, you know, Jason Calacanis and Chamath Palihapitiya that like citizen journalism is like gonna be the thing. Like, no, you guys are just all riding Elon's, you know, like wave, right? Like, it's not true. Like citizen journalism, yeah, maybe it's part of it, but like, I want journalists I can trust, right? I want people with ethics.
Can you trust any journalist?
Can you trust anyone? But I,
yeah. You know, like, but that brings up a point.
I think honestly, there are journalists, and the journalists I've worked with, that they have boundaries. Like, you know, they will quit out of principle. They will not do things out of principle. I think there are people that like that. There's certainly people that the other way, right? That they will trade you access to a famous musician to give them a favorable whatever, right? Because they want that access. But then there's journalists that are hypercritical, right? And you know, they won't bend those things. So I think, you know, I do think the critical journalists are super important. You know, I don't want to just see like, you know, flattery of people. Like, do you know the podcast, I think it's called like Founders or Acquired, one of them, and they like bring business people on. But there's no critique. It's just like they're just lathering them with how great they are. It's like, well, that's not journalism. That's just, you know, it's just a hype piece. It's just a biopic in an audio format.
So, and that theme, how do you stay youthful when it comes to content creation, right? You have Speedy, but at a certain point, and Speedy's great. There's going to be a demographic.
The younger one, yeah.
Right? So like,
but even Speedy pushes us.
He does. I think he's amazing.
Yeah, but Speedy is critical of us around like.
Who's the next?
Yeah, or hey guys, how come you're crushing it on Reels, but TikTok's not doing as well? You gotta go in there and tinker with it. And then I'll be like, hey, you're killing it in TikTok, but why are you killing it in Shorts? Like, he's honest about that. And I would say all the people that are, you know, sort of on the content side, they tend to be of that, you know, mid to late 20s cohort. They're very aware of that, and they are pushing that agenda. Like, they're, you know... you know, sometimes it's, you know, makes us maybe be a little squirmish, you know, but like they are pushing that. And I think it's right. You have to be obsessed with the youth or you're going
to
lose it.
Does it get to a point where it's, you're seeing talent that, and they're like, wait, that's the person. Can we build around that person?
Sure. Like, are you guys familiar with, she's new, Jillian, she's a new on air anchor for us on Complex News. She's pretty new, like in the last couple months, but you know, discovered her totally organically. She was a producer behind the camera. Cornell, who used to be our head of video, he now works with Kendrick at PG Lang. He's like the president of PG Lang. Mm-hmm. And he hit us up, hey, we're doing the pop out. We're doing this music video in Compton. She happened to be home in Compton, got her friend to hold the camera, right? They'd never been on camera before. does this content. It does like first day, 10 million views, second day, 20 million views, whatever, right? Like she did like a ton of content. And we were like, oh, wow, you're a star. Like we need to get you in front of the camera instead of back of the camera. And we need to, you know, help you hone and sharpen your skills. But we're constantly, you know, Ari and Noah are constantly looking to find and develop, new creators and on, you know, on screen and talent. And like, you know, like Utel, who's another one of our on screen, talent, like Cornell got him out of like Flight Club. He went into Flight Club and the kid was like just pitching him hard on like whatever the shoes were. And he's like, huh, do you want to do like a screen test? And then like, you know, he's been with us for the last, you know, 3-4 years now.
Hey, order up.
Small Business Saturday is right around the corner. And so is that shop you've been meaning to check out. On November 30th, support your local community by shopping small on Small Business Saturday, founded by American Express. You made it through all the starts and stops of your tech business. And when you're with Amex Business Platinum, you can count on a network of benefits to keep going, including access to over $1,000 in business and travel value annually. And thanks to 5x membership rewards points on flights and prepaid hotels booked on AmexTravel.com, you and your plugged-in engineers can get rewarded for working in the cloud. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at AmericanExpress.com/AmexBusiness.